Greetings, everyone. This is your Freedom Club and By Renew Creator Call. And this date, September 14th, 2022. I'm your founder and co-host. We have Lois with us. And we like to start our calls with our grounding exercise. So, Lois, would you please lead us to that?
I will. And what we are about to do, you should not be driving a car because you will have your eyes closed for most all of this. So you should be in a quiet location, either sitting or lying down with no distractions, even, you know, no pets bothering you or anything. We will start with a correction for a reversal. And to do that, take your right elbow and either touch or go toward your left knee. Now take your left elbow and either touch or go toward your right knee. And we will do each of those two more times. Right to left, left to right to left, and left to right. And that is the correction for a reversal. And now I would like everyone to take a few swallows of water. And we will do a grounding and heart centering exercise. With your eyes closed, take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath through your nose all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with appreciation and gratitude. Now accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you, and feeling that come all the way to your heart. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with appreciation and gratitude. Now accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. And feel that coming down to your heart. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. Take one more deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. And Tom, I turn the call back to you.
Okay, thank you, Lois, and greetings again to all here. And just in case there was some latecomers here, look at me a moment, and I'll get everybody tuned up for the call here tonight. There we are. Tonight is our, as we call it, our Creator call, and Creator is present with us. And I'll be covering some issues here tonight that are of relevance to what's going on in the world and beyond as Creator addresses what is your, or what are your major needs, okay, in the background. So this will be occurring as we chat here on the call. So just be in a receptive mode. You're not prepared for that with an open heart. Accepting and receiving is opened, so your channels are ready to receive. So allow Creator to assist you. We're truly honored by Creator's presence coming through a channel that was created about 2 years ago now, a direct channel. After 13,000 years in this paradigm, there had never been a way to communicate directly with Creator. Most of us grew up understanding God as the Creator of all, but there have been many gods in every culture, and all had different impressions and different tasks and different duties, and even today, within the same religion, the impression of who is God is quite diverse. And when you change into other cultures, you'll find their version of God. One may be a punishing God. The other is a loving God. But then how do you explain all the pain and suffering in the world if Creator is a loving God? So we had to look beyond that and find out that it was actually a game that was created in this paradigm. This is the 200th paradigm that has existed prior to this. 199 were all pure light and love. But we were stagnant. We weren't growing. We weren't evolving. And life is easy and good, and you can manifest by your thoughts everything you wanted. There is no real push to exceed your prior limits in any way. So a game evolved. What would be then the stimulus, the opposite of light and love, which would be darkness? And it came to be upon that thought. No one had ever experienced darkness before, including Creator. Creator only sees and creates beautiful and loving and wondrous things. But here comes this opposite for all of us to experience. And for 13,000 years, we've been in this experiment. Even though there were rules keeping the light and the dark separate, unless you contracted or agreed to work with the dark in some fashion or in the gray area, the darkness being what it is, does not follow the rules. They cheat. So they took over the game, created their own rules, and they can invade anyone, anytime, anywhere, for any reason that they wish. And they have. So this is the purpose of our programs that came through and from Creator, the wellness processes, and those that preceded it. We're very useful. Quantum energetics, for example, for years we have offered, and many have benefited from it, dealing with the emotions. But then the question arose one day, why is it that we can remove trauma, emotional trauma, from someone from an early life experience many years later? Why did they hold on to that? Why didn't it just dissolve? And we discovered there's darkness, the duality. Darkness comes in as energy, entities, essences, and many other flavors. And when you have a trauma, a scolding, an abuse, a fall, an accident, whatever it be, that's an opening for the dark to invade. And they do. And they have. For everyone. It doesn't seem like it's something from the outside, because they're inside of you, in, on, around, sometimes surrounding, sometimes remote. But the feeling is, these feelings I have are real, they're mine. But they're induced by darkness. And the darkness holds on to that emotional pain to keep you in discomfort in different organs, glands, joints, systems of the body. So as you grow, that fear, anger, resentment, blame, shame, whatever, is still installed unless something is done to release that. The QE will release the emotional part, but the darkness still resides. Still hindering organs, glands, joints, for example, the pancreas, for anger and bitterness, is a popular place. So we have a lot of diabetes, blood sugar problems. If there's sorrow in your life, very likely it invaded your heart. Creating the opposite of love would be fear, or which unresolved, or anger, can resolve into sorrow. Generally, your lower organs are anger-related. Fear is pretty much everywhere. And sorrow is the result of anger that has not been resolved. If you're fighting anger all your life for decades and decades, finally you just give up. That's sorrow. Okay, and that manifests also in different places in the body. So the source then of all disease that we see today, there's countless numbers of items that we call it disease, this, that, blood pressure problems, heart problems, arthritis, and on it goes, cancers, whatever. Every one of those is precipitated by some type of an attack by the darkness, and they're still hanging on to your systems in various ways so that they cannot function and do their job to clean you up and bring you back to health. By nature, your body is always working to bring you back to perfect health. But if there's obstructions, interference, can't do that. So we began to learn about darkness about 7 years ago, and all the flavors that and there's many, keep evolving. We keep discovering new ones. And it's not just you. They can invade an electrical gadget like your computer, your furnace, your refrigerator, your air conditioning, a right clock radio, your automobile with all its electronics. It can affect anything. It likes things electrical because it gets energy from it. And oftentimes gets energy from you by invading you. But most of the time it has its own energy, internal or external. So for 13,000 years, man has blamed other people for all the woes of the world. Today we blame the IRS, the CRA, the government, all our favorites, our mother, our father, our whoever, our bosses that were not kind to us or understanding, did mean things, our spouses, whoever. We look at them and say, they're bad, they're bad, no, they're bad, they're bad. Well, they're not bad. They are simply consumed to a higher degree of darkness that is controlling them. Now, they don't know that. They don't believe that. They just run from their feelings. And, of course, the darkness controls their feelings. So, therefore, it was quite a ruse. The dark are very clever. They like to pit one against another. That's their goal. The blacks against the whites, right? This religion against that religion. Men against women. Anything they can do to create havoc, they will. And have. Because you have a disagreement with another country, do you go out and bomb them, shoot missiles at them? Of course not. But the dark will precipitate events that will get us so riled up that we will feel justified in doing it. Like a Pearl Harbor, they'll trigger the Japanese to do some type of a invasion on a neutral country at the time. And that stirred the hearts with great pain, did it not? They're the bad guys. So let's bomb the heck out of them. And we did. And every war, every event, every struggle, even with your neighbors, is always precipitated by darkness that has invaded either party or both, in most cases, to some degree. So we're the puppets of darkness, and have been for all these years until recently, discovering who they are, who the real villain is on the planet. You take all the darkness out of the people, and they're all nice people. Even the most heinous criminals would become nice people if you removed all their darkness. So we've been for 7 years busy, Lois and myself, with Creator, removing those elements as we discover them. And we've been blessed with the abilities to find these through our pituitary, our third eye, our intuition. We can sense them and see them in through our pineal, our third eye. And as such, now you find them, what do you do now? Well, again, with the presence of Creator, indirectly first, before it became direct 2 years ago, I was being guided by another force. Okay, it's kind of the intermediary between Creator and myself. And guided me as to processes to resolve these and then take them, present them to Creator for resolution. And every day for the last going on 7 years now, we've been doing that. And then along came Lois, and she had her wonderful gifts and has her perceptions. So we work together. So Sometimes she'll find things that I don't see, and then vice versa, I'll find things she can't. But together we combine and create a resolution. And there are many remedies. Started off, there were like three or four of them. Well, things got more complex as we got deeper into the darkness, and we discovered many more. And so we were given more remedies, more sophisticated ones. And that continually evolved until we found sometimes we needed multiple remedies just for one situation. At the top, so far, we've run into is 20. There were 15 nasties all combining into this, we call the waterworks, or the water, we'll get into that in a moment here, but we've seen as many as 15 of these very powerful nasty items, which came around about 2 years ago, and it took 20 remedies to resolve that. And then along the way, as it is resolving percentage-wise, we found other obstacles showed up to prevent the resolution. Those needed to be removed, so it's a monitoring process. So it's not a snap of the fingers and that's the end of darkness. They diversified into many, many, many ways, different ways. And their ability to hide, their ability to become invisible, dormant or laying in the weeds, so to speak, inactive, and of course the active ones. As they become active, then they're noticed and we can easily address them. Well, maybe not easily, but we can. So this is the final war of Earth and all its residents, but it goes beyond Earth, too. It goes out to what we call all that is. And beyond that, we have everything everywhere. And beyond that, we have the foundation of the paradigm. And beyond that, the foundation of everything. We keep expanding out and finding new areas that encompass what we see as our world and beyond. And we'll continue this struggle, this battle, this to a victory. Many things are in process right now as we speak to help you, everyone on the planet itself and beyond and out to the paradigm and beyond. This is the esoteric world. You have the etheric world is the good guys, and the esoteric are the bad guys. Good and evil. We see it everywhere, don't we? You ever watch a TV show or a movie? Of course. And what do we always see? The good guys and the bad guys. Good cop, bad cop, or whatever, some flavor of disharmony. But in the end, a good movie will always result in something positive. The good guys win. Nobody would go and watch it if the bad guys won. So they're mimicking life. But the dark are very clever. For example, we've been fibbed, lied to, tricked, manipulated since birth about virtually everything that exists. In the dark have been the puppeteers. Just think of them as pulling the strings here for everybody. Once they've infused themselves into these bodies, they can control you. Not that you can't override it, but with effort you can. But if you just succumb to your raw feelings, for example, the liberals, we look at them and we say, well, how is it that they cannot see what is so obvious to you or I? For example, all the good things Trump has done, yet you bring up the name and they scream and hit you or whatever. They just can't comprehend. And we can fault them. We have. But indeed, they're simply consumed by a level of darkness that blocks their ability of their left brain. They cannot use the logic of their left brain to balance with the emotions of their right brain. So when they're confronted with something that is they can't explain, they attack it. So by removing the darkness from these folks, they too will come into balance and have critical thinking, as we call it. That's just one group. And there's many, many groups. In fact, we have how many races on our planet? I don't know, quite a few numbers. And different languages that go with them. When this paradigm was created, we were all of a white-skinned nature, and was how it was created. But again, as the dark took over, they said, well, that's not diverse enough. We like diversity so that we can antagonize one against another. They look for ways to divide people and make them different so that they have conflict. So, little by little, they changed the DNA, and now we have all these different races and the languages that, in separation, created different languages, and here we are. And the U.S. being, as we call it often, the melting pot for all races, it's the closest we've ever come to getting along as one society with multiple races, but even then, we still have conflicts because the dark create them. You think BLM was a natural occurrence, Black Lives Matter? That was George Soros, a very dark individual, created it and put some dark energy people involved at the base of it to create antagonism. Well, actually, all lives matter, don't they? Of course. There are no slaves in the U.S. today. Not as we saw back, you know, 100 plus years ago. But in some ways, we are all slaves. We became slaves of the government by taking away our sovereignty and putting us into a new category. So there's all sorts of ways that the dark has influenced governments, banking industry, totally fraud, right? How about the pharmaceutical industry coming up with things to kill people? Called the vaccine, the jab, making up a story about COVID in China. Never happened, never was. They simply manipulated the 5G network to shoot 60 gigahertz of frequency down for a while at the people, and they got sick. Some died. And they did it in other cities. Look, it's everywhere. So we have a condition, now let's find the response. Oh, we've got a solution here. Take the jab. Oh, by the way, it's not, it can't stop or cure COVID. It can't prevent it. But we're going to tout it anyway. It's only to be used in a special needs category, like you're on your deathbed and you have no other choices. You can, if you choose, experiment and accept it. That was the premise it came out as. What are they doing today? Everybody must have a jab if you're going to work here, or even the kids, and we're going to jab you. So we have the Faucis and the Gates of the world and all these big pharma people who are profiting hugely, but not realizing in some cases, most of them do, the idea was to eliminate 80 or 90% of the population. So that was their directive that they got from the dark. And they thought it was the responsible thing to do. That's how their minds believed. That just too many people were running out of goods to feed them, to provide them all the gadgets they want. So their answer is, well, let's just kill off herds of people. We did it in World War I by putting bacterial infections into the soldiers who then went through Europe and carried the disease with them everywhere, and huge numbers died. It was a big die-off. Today we can't do that anymore. They can't because we have antibiotics, colloidal silver. They'll take care of all these problems quite readily. So bacteria is contagious and it will spread. And by the way, there's good bacteria in your gut that swallows your food, and then there's bad bacteria. The bad bacteria were created by the darkness. So if it can manifest things just like they change the DNA to create different races and so forth, they're very powerful. The opposite of creator doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're powerful in negative ways. So this is a very powerful villain we are facing. We hear the COVID is, or others, West Nile virus, all these different viruses, COVID virus, what have you. And that's totally 100% wrong. Viruses do not exist outside of the body. Anything they call a virus is a lie, right on the face. You just know it's a lie, it doesn't exist. That's why the CDC, after all these years, has never identified a COVID virus, because nothing could exist as a virus in the outer world. Viruses are friendly. They're there to save your life. Every day they mop up dead cells that die so new ones can replace them. Then they are absorbed by your white cells and eliminated. So they never leave your body ever in a live mode. Bacteria will. The dark have created a lot of dark things. That being one, how about mosquitoes? Everybody loves those, right? Created by darkness. Flies. Roaches. Ants. Sharks. Pretty much anything in the insect world that is locust. It is harmful. Was a creation by darkness. I put a list out on Earth News some month or two back. There's about 40 or 50 items on there that have been identified so far. So any of the nasties, spiders, there's another one, termites. So all the things that are very destructive or harmful in our life that eat our food, whatever it is, were creations by the dark in this particular paradigm. And as the light ever increases, these will be, in our being, eliminated one by one. They're already in a reduced state as we speak. And those will be gone at some point. So we've been fed lies about everything since we've been born. Not the fault of parents. They were lied to as well, and their parents and their parents. Religions are full of lies. And sprinkled with some truth to keep us kind of, well, I like this part of it, so I'll stick around and I guess they'll have to believe the rest that comes with it. I can't really, it doesn't feel right, but maybe that's true. You know, if I do this, I'll go to hell. If I do that, I'll go to heaven. Well, what if you learn the truth is there is no hell? There is no heaven other than what we make on this earth. There's plenty of each. There's wonderful things that bring you great joy and wonderful things that bring you horrible pain. The Queen died recently, we were told, but she had died actually many months ago, as we had professed, along with 70 million of the darkest of the planet, 1%. How do you explain all these missing people? Well, they put her on ice for this many months, and now revealing she has passed at an appropriate time for them, as they suspect, that will bring a cover story for maybe other mischief they're doing. That's typically what they do. Grab the headlines with something so you don't pay attention to other dark things going on. But she was dark, as was Cam the King, and in fact most of the royalty in that whole regime, were dark. Now, Creator, I said, never does harm, so I just also said Creator extinguished all of these. The notables, the one we see, the Trudeaus, the Newsoms, and so forth, the Pelosis, Schumers, and the vast majority of Congress and Senate, and others all around the world. Well, it wasn't that Creator was doing harm. It was that they were so far consumed by darkness, there was no hope, after many, many attempts, to bring them back to light. They were so far gone, totally consumed, that their hearts were closed, encapsulated in like a cast iron shield. I first discovered this with George Bush Sr. Remember, the Nazi spy came over here, and the Bush family, who were supporting the Nazis, took him under, gave him a new name. He was George Scherf as the spy, and then in Tesla's lab, well, he got a new identity, and they put him in as a president. He also created the CIA, which was basically the Nazi Gestapo, reinvented here for their particular purposes. Again, all these folks, we can lay blame on them, but do understand they're consumed by the darkness, so eradicating them helps, but it doesn't really solve the problem. The dark simply move on to a new victim. So the only way to win the battle is to eliminate the darkness in every form it takes. 2 years ago, there was a huge attack on myself, my home, and throughout, as it turned out, throughout all that is enormous. In other words, we were getting too close to knocking out some of the core aspects of darkness. They launched an offensive. Since I'm able to find them and see them, I was number one target for them. And I took it hard, and it was devastating, and what it did to my family, my home, myself, was a learning experience as well. Learning how devious, how horrible that these things are, and helped me identify and find them. That also was what opened the door as a portal to find Creator directly for the first time. And that portal still exists. That is what is bringing Creator's light and love into you right now. So out of tragedy, very often, comes a great awakening, a great benefit. The bigger the harm, the greater the lesson to learn. So that is a beautiful gift. It was not fun going through, just like your traumas were not fun going through, but the bigger the trauma, the greater the gift of learning and expanding and then resolving that which attacked you. And that is the purpose of the 6 steps that we have for the wellness process. And prior to that, we did things through QE and different methods. But today, Creator has provided these gifts just over a year ago now to clean up the masses. Typically, an octillion of them are hanging around everybody. If you haven't done the wellness process, you have about an octillion, that's a big number, of nasties messing with you. So, whoosh, those can be gone in one step. You've also lived your whole life disconnected from your higher self. That process reconnects you to your higher self for the first time. You're kind of coming back to the real person you are. Then we have all the, well, let's say the second is Creator's awakening gift. And that is, puts a, like a program in you with that, that allows you to accept other gifts that come along for or from Creator. it's not a direct connection to Creator, but it is an essence of Creator that is placed in you and allows you to receive and grow and heal part of your awakening. And we have traumas, huge numbers of traumas. We take them a decillion at a time because that's all you can process at a time. But if you are in the elite program, you just shoot us an email at BioRenew and tell us, you know, something's not feeling right, and we'll check it out. And very often there's another decillion traumas along with perhaps other things like contracts, agreements, huge numbers of those. You might say, how did I get so many traumas, multiple decillions? Well, every paper cut's a trauma. Every time you stub your toe's a trauma. We don't usually think of it that way, but it opens the door for more darkness to enter and hold on to that pain and that moment. So those can be cleared. But in the big ones, you know, the car crashes, the wedding, the divorce, the death of someone, the whatever happened to you, all those hurts and wounds of your life all have added up. And they're holding you down. They're keeping your energy low. When they're gone, your energy rises. That's how we can go from dark to neutral, neutral to in the light, and in the light to out of the light. And then once you're out of the light, the next step would be to process from your heart. So once you're of the light, then, and not everybody of the light has done this, but some have, the optimal is to then function from your heart. That means your heart needs to be open, of course. And that's the purpose of the grounding exercise. It gets that heart opened up again. Do this daily on your own. So what's the final goal of all of this? Here we are at of the light status, functioning from our heart. But life's still a struggle in one way or another, because everybody else around us haven't gotten there. But that's why we do things for everything everywhere, to bring them into alignment and open them up. They're not as advanced as you are. You're actively seeking Creator's light and love and healing. They're not even aware that Creator exists, or a misconstrued version of Creator being pure light and love. So Lois and my goal here is we have, even though Creator cannot see darkness because he emits light and love, the purest type, but we can. Being in the game, in the paradigm itself, we can see the darkness and then present it to Creator for resolution. Now, it's taken me a lifetime to come to these understandings, and for most, they're just starting, but your group of folks who are here tonight, of course, are quite far along in this understanding. But your family, your spouses, those who don't come to this call, which is open to everyone on the planet, they haven't begun that journey yet. So we have to find other ways to awaken them, and we are doing such. I mentioned 2 years ago the horrific challenges that were faced by myself and my home and different things, as well as throughout the entire paradigm and throughout all that is. But it was only 2 weeks ago that it was Lois who discovered the word water came to her. And Lois, maybe you'd like to share how that story came forward in your own words.
I will receive messages. Many times it is a single word. sometimes a little more than that. But we were working together. There were some nasties, and I knew there was something more. And the word water came forward as a water feature. So I started thinking, what are some water features that could be harmful, such as tsunamis, tidal waves, cyclones, hurricanes, and just let my mind be open. And as I tested these, many of them came forward as testing, yes, this one is present and it needs to be addressed. And we then presented it to Creator with the appropriate remedy, and it was addressed and taken care of. Since those first few came forward, many more have now come to my awareness and have been presented to Creator.
Such as earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, hailstorms, avalanches, sinkholes, quicksand, oceans of stagnation, seas of pain, oceans of agony. You're getting the feeling these are not nice? Now, these are not the physical tsunamis and such, but these are energetically represented in massive ways, and they are doing harm to everyone, or maybe a percent of the population. Some cover everybody, some a percent. So not everybody has all of these, but everybody has some of these. And then the tricky part is, well, how do we resolve it? You know, we found them. So then we had to come up with we have a standard list of a couple dozen remedies, and sometimes those cover much of it. And then there are those that are new. And we have to get very intuitive and creative and find what is the particular word, the remedy. Things like destroy, eliminate, terminate, disintegrate, eradicate, exterminate, extinguish, dissipate, dismantle, explode. These are, I'll call the common ones. But once in a while, we run into some that are not common. We have to search our memory in different ways we can and come up with those new ones and add them to our list. And that is quite challenging at times. But we always come through and we always find them eventually and present them, as Lois mentioned, to Creator. And then we have to monitor as they move along, because somewhere along the way there might be interruptions stopping that process, and they need to be dealt with. And then another one, another group, all the way to when we get to 100%. The dark are devious. They're nasty. They were here to stay forever, was their plan, and put everything in the way they could to keep us ever from extinguishing all of them. So they hid things, they made them invisible and so forth. And of late, we've been able to find more and more of these, such as the water nasties. So it's been quite a journey. We've taken big chunks, big bites out of darkness, and we're very close to the end. And we'll stick with it until it is gone, until it's done. And we paid a price. Lois has, I have, my family has, your families have, you have. Everybody has paid a price living in this world of duality. But all we can get from it are lessons. You are learning your lessons by releasing this and releasing that. Then you can look back at that situation and say, wow, because of that, I moved in this direction and that opened up this possibility and I have grown. So even though the darkness is ugly, it is also a teacher. Yes, we need it gone, but then let's learn what that teacher told us. It was probably the meanest, ugliest, nastiest teacher you ever had, but we can still learn. And that's what we'll take with us, the lessons. There is a new paradigm awaiting that is pure light and love. And that is our ultimate goal. But there are things here that are holding us back from leaving this planet at this time, and we find them and remove them too. So each time we find a challenge in the world, in our lives, that means we have a learning opportunity, a growth opportunity as well. And they'll hit you where it's most vulnerable. You're trying to sleep, let's say. They'll find ways to keep you awake. Or they'll keep you from experiencing a wonderful moment by pulling a string or jerking you back or keeping you from what you would feel would be your desired goal again and again in life. And we blamed other people. Well, they did this, this did that, you know, so on and so forth. Well, it's really not them doing it. It's the darkness influencing them, controlling them. Whether it's the media, okay, or whoever your favorite enemy is. You know, the banks that did this or did that to you. The Federal Reserve, right? Their owners, who have now been extinguished, by the way, and all their assets have been taken by different governments. So our claims for the, as you know, you've been reading the newsletter. Of course, that's been out there for over a year now. But I put it front and center for those who don't actually read the newsletter to its entirety. So that has gone away, the ability to put an AR or a GSA process on top of or in front of these folks who have defrauded us. That ability is gone. They're bankrupt. They're gone. You can't sue somebody who has no assets. There'd be no point in it. But Creator always has a plan. So when one door closes, another opens. Thus came the healing remedies, and about a month after that came the elite process. So if you've had ARs, DSAs, or unpaid RVs, there is remedy for everyone. Some get it, some have read, some acknowledge it, some have already done those processes. As many of you on the call have. So you're in a good position. I've simply recently updated the requirements for an elite membership because a lot of folks have been in the weeds for a long time, haven't been to a call in maybe a year or more. And so they don't know how and don't know what's going on. So there's right on the homepage now, and it'll be on your next newsletter as well. Right under the newsletter tab, I've got your logo, the newsletter tab right beneath it, it says Elite Membership Requirements. Click it and read it. And there are all the steps. And I've expanded them a bit because I found a lot of folks come forward and say, yeah, I want to do the Elite program because they think they're going to get some money. And, of course, Elite members will. But if that's your goal, you've missed the point. You don't get the money first. You get the money after you have released your gunk. So there are steps. You need to come to calls. You need to listen. You need to do the processes from your heart, not from your wallet, from your heart. And when you do that, Creator's blessings will arrive for you. Some people say, I can't afford it. I spent all my money, wherever, however, that's understandable. And if you are sincere in your heart and really truly want to do the six steps, you drop us an email at biorenew.com, contact us, and say your situation and very briefly, I can't afford it, I want to, or I can afford this much, would like to do the entire process. Can you help me? Something simple, similar to that. And if we test and we find you're sincere and your motives are honorable, you'll be provided a remedy. What to do? It's that simple. I've gotten to recently, just sent in the order without having any understanding of what I just explained to you. And they were rebuffed. I told them, no, you go listen to the calls and you'll understand what you need to do. That means they haven't been paying attention. Yeah, it's been a long time. I've been at this 17 years, going on 18 this fall, next month. And we've had our highs and we've had our lows. But what it brought us to was the true understanding of how this game, that there is a game, and how it's played and how to win it. Chasing the money won't do it. For darkness has control of that. You try to break into their little piggy bank or their golden goose and you're going to get fried. They'll put you out of business, they'll put you in prison, or they'll kill you. And they've tried all three and done some of those on myself. Twice they tried to kill me, threw me in prison, tried to put us out of business, stole chunks, huge chunks of money from the club. But here we are. And everyone that attacked this club and myself no longer exist. We have a purpose here to bring light to a dark planet. Now, yes, I went through a whole lot of pain, but folks like Obama, heads of the SEC, judges, 10 U.S. Marshals that all attacked me, they're all extinguished today. So if your motive is darkness and doing harm to those bringing light to the planet, Creator has blessed us in that way. It hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy for you. But there is a way out of this. And you are receiving blessings right now from Creator directly through the channel that was created 2 years ago. And as more and more darkness is gone, in fact, when it's all gone, there will be no more need of a channel. It'll just be all of us. Once again, reconnected to Creator, but likely not in this paradigm, we'll be move to another paradigm where there is no darkness anywhere. But we have to be sure we don't take any darkness with us. We have to be purified, if you will, so that we don't contaminate the new environment. And thus, again, the need for the multiple steps. And there's also the vaccine remedies, step number 5. And that's not just for the jab. That's for any vaccine you've ever had. There's another myth. Vaccines prevent disease. That's total nonsense. Every vaccine's a poison. They prevent nothing. Oh, they got rid of polio. No, they didn't. They changed the name of polio to MS. And, oh, look, it's gone. How wonderful. Even Salk later confessed that he was not able to, his vaccine was not able to do what he had purported it to do. When you're toxic with all sorts of toxins from the environment or from the esoteric realm, putting more toxins in your body, such as a vaccine, doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Or for chemotherapy? You know, the origins of chemotherapy came from the Vietnam War. Agent Orange was used to defoliate the vegetation so they could see the enemy. People who were sprayed with Agent Orange wound up with all sorts of ailments and died in many cases. A variation of that is what they call chemotherapy today. They have other flavors, but that's the origins of it. A very toxic poison. How can a poison do you good when you're already poisoned? What you need to do is remove the toxins from your body, purge them. And by removing the dark elements that are holding them into your body can naturally purge them. Through your skin, through your elimination systems. That's how you heal. Yes, you need to put good nutrition, good food in your body that is not tainted with artificial whatever. Prior to the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, they call it a vaccine, it's just a poisonous jab to kill you. The biggest moneymaker for Big Pharma was cancer. Three methods that they approve. Drugs, surgery, radiation. They'll slice you up, cut out parts of your body that are infected, pour drugs into you, chemotherapy, and there's those poisons adding to your body. How is that going to make you hell? Well, it'll make you hell, yes. And then, of course, radiation will actually destroy your immune system. So you'll be dependent on their drugs to survive what little life you have left. And what does the jab do? Oh, it's got all sorts of nasty things in it to do harm to you. One is to shut down your and kill your immune system. Instead of enhancing it so you could survive to anything, they're designed to shut it down so you're susceptible to anything. Just like the 60 gigahertz of 5G did in Wuhan and other places. Creator has simply turned that off now, so that's no longer a problem. And the thankfulness is that the vast, vast majority of the jabs, vaccines, they call them, have been neutralized, made harmless. A percentage of them still have done harm, of course, before I or others became aware of them and presented it to Creator for a resolution. And those are the folks we see just dropping over dead or having all sorts of problems. If that had not been done, we would not see millions of people with problems. We'd see billions falling over dead. So the dark were very serious about putting us away. And that's been diffused at a very high level. So, a mask, what a joke. When you expel, you need to get rid of it from your lungs, the toxins that your body is trying to eliminate, and then you breathe it back right in. So you're toxifying yourself by wearing a mask. And a mask could not stop any nasties from coming in. The reason surgeons wear masks isn't to protect them from bacteria or viruses or anything of that kind. It's to protect the patient so they don't drool if they sneezed or something into an open wound. That would be a bad thing. So they wear a mask to protect the patient from the doctor. That's only for an hour or so, a couple hours. Not to be worn all day long and all night. And by the way, they've also sprayed some under these masks with some very nasties that do harm. Elements of the vaccine are actually sprayed into the mask, so you're breathing them in. You're getting the vaccine in that manner. How about that little tool, they swab, they stick up your nose right up deep into your brain barrier. Guess what? Many of those have been contaminated and are inserting the nasties into your body. So just the test itself is giving you very bad things. And again, Raider has done much to sterilize all of these to prevent further contamination. So we've been lied to big time by the media, by the Fauci and his gang, the medical society. And what was a voluntary on last best attempt to save your life with a vaccine, it became now a mandate. Well, who mandated that? We say it came from our fake president, Joe Biden. Now, I think all of us here know Joe Biden is dead. On January 20th last year, he and the whole gang and Congress, Senate, and even the Supreme Court were arrested. Remember, we're still under martial law since the Civil War, so the military did tribunals, found them guilty at a very high rate of crimes against humanity of different sorts, of the Pelosi's and the Schumer's and all the rest of those clowns, including Hillary and Joe Biden and his gang, went to prison. Some went to Gitmo, other federal prisons. So no president called Joe Biden ever existed. Just before his fake inauguration that we saw, they were, I say, arrested and never set foot as president into the White House. The White House is a ghost town right now, other than security. So all these executive orders and mandates don't come from there. They just come from somebody making it up. If you want to prove it, look in the executive directory and you'll find the record, and you'll find there's no executive orders recorded by Joe Biden. And mandates are nonsense. They're not legal. So we bought the lie, a lot of us. Most of us did, worldwide. Again, the biggest tool of the dark is fear. You can create someone, put them into fear, they'll beg for a remedy. Oh, I happen to have one already here for you. It'll save your life from COVID. Yeah, right. So that's how the dark works. Going back to the 60s, some of us might recall the moon landing, or at least the perceived moon landing. Remember back in the day, computers were extremely primitive. Right now on your smartphone, you have more power in your smartphone than all of NASA had at that time. So did a man land on the moon? There's a very good video out there. It's about an hour long on Earth News, posted. I believe it was posted today. It does a very good recap of the whole situation and how it was faked. The reason it was faked is because man can never get past the Van Allen belt. There's several waves around the Earth, and close to the Earth at the poles, and then emanating outward at the widest point at the equator. And in fact, that is the entire universe to us. What we perceive beyond, other than moon, the moon is physical, tangible. The sun is also. Everything else, the other planets, star systems, the galaxies, those don't exist other than as what? What do you think? There's a word for it. Just think a moment here. What is that word? Remember IBM? No, was it Microsoft or IBM? It was Microsoft, I think it was. Had a video of a lady doing a presentation. This was a couple of years ago. And she brought forth a hologram of herself, just standing in front of her. It looked exactly like her. In every way, it looked real. And the hologram started speaking in another language that she didn't even know. It was conversing and educating, I think it was Japanese or something of this nature. In every which way, that hologram was looked like a perfect image. It had the inflections of her voice, exact tone. So holograms have been reinvented here in modern times. In ancient times, from the beginning of this paradigm, the whole star systems are all holograms. They don't exist other than as a hologram. If you went up and touched them, your hand would go through it. Remember that video of Joe Biden in the outside of the White House, and there was a bunch of reporters. Well, you saw with the microphone sticking out, and then he came up to approach them and make a little talk, and he reached out his hand, and it went right to the microphone. So that was a hologram, an exact replica of Joe Biden. And we saw him doing a presentation, State of the Union, and all the people there. Every bit of that was a hologram. Or actually, in that case, since it was video, it was a dynamic animation. Remember Jurassic Park some decade or two ago, whenever, that was quite a while ago. And remember how lifelike those dinosaurs were? You know, T-Rex and all of them. I mean, very real. Very scary. That was many years ago. Do you think they have advanced to the point where they can recreate a person and put in their voice and animate them? Absolutely. That's what you saw at the State of the Union. And when you see images of now giving a little talk here, a little talk there, those are all, again, dynamic animation, perpetuating the lie that he's still with us. He's not. Pelosi, gone. Anything you see of her is either an old video or a recreation under dynamic animation. But back to our Earth and the Van Allen belt, NASA was asked recently, about a year ago or so, by their engineers, how is it that we got to the moon many years ago, back in the 60s, that we haven't returned? His answer was quite simple. We haven't found a way to get past the Van Allen belt. He was honest. There is a piece of truth, pretty rare. The Van Allen belt is super high radiation that will kill anything, including computers or even unmanned spacecraft, can never leave it. So we have this Voyager, this whatever going off to Mars or whatever, it's all fantasy. Okay, that's just simply computer animation once again. Yes, we can put a satellite out there and take photos, which are very interesting, of the various galaxies and so forth, the moon. But we cannot ever get past those belts. There's multiples of them. But it's a wonderful illusion to see the starry night skies, right? So it was all there for our perception that there is infinity and it goes on forever. So that's how paradigms are created. They got more and more sophisticated from the first one all the way to the 199. Now, this is the most sophisticated. Oh, look at all the wonderful plant life we have and vegetation and possibilities. This is quite a marvel. And it comes in physical form, which is really an illusion, but it's still physical form to us, as is the moon and sun. Everything else beyond is simply a hologram. Now, don't be disillusioned by that or distressed by that. Just understand it's just part of the game. We came here to experience physicality, and we are, in this particular case, light and dark together, creating what we have seen today. And it's time to clean it up. And Lois and myself have been blessed with the abilities to see these, find these. And it has not been easy. We have never taken a day off in close to 7 years. Multiple sessions a day. I've done as many as like 50 sessions at a session, within a session. It's coming down to less, but the ones we do find are more powerful. So they have much more impact. And we'll continue our journey to completion. And we invite you to do the same. Clean yourself up. If you want to change the world, change yourself. And the world around you will start to change. Yeah, but my husband, my wife, my this, my that, my neighbor, my... Yeah, well... That's for them to find the light, but be the light, and then exhibit yourself as a shining example of what cleansing has done for you. And at some point, they may pick it up and say, well, I'd like some of that. In the meantime, we're doing wonderful things for everybody, everywhere, so we're getting it done other ways. But you're leading the way when you are cleansing yourself. So very important. Creator continues with his gifts for each of you who are present here. And those who are listening on a recording will gain value as well. On the prior night, with the elite call, one must have been present to receive the gifts. That was not recorded as such. But tonight's call being recorded will have energy on the call, so listening to the final end of this call will be beneficial for those who could not make it here tonight. And you can certainly share this call with anyone. We will post it after our call here tonight. We're at about 90% complete of our session here tonight. Creator has about 10% more to complete. So just take a few moments here and reflect on your own life and all the traumas, the dramas that you had and things that went well, bless those. Things that didn't go well, are you still holding on to them? Or are you able to get a lesson from it? Say, well, I see why that happened now. That was not where I needed to be. Those are not the people I needed to be with. I needed to move on and something pushed me out. I cursed it. I yelled at it. I screamed at it. It stomped my feet. Whatever. But I found a better place for myself. So sometimes getting fired or whatever the reason from a job or even someone's death all have lessons for you. If we can keep cursing the situation, we're not learning. We're being controlled by dark now. And go through the processes, the six steps, and that'll alleviate the vast majority of it, or whatever we is there now, but new stuff can come in, so therefore, from time to time, send us an email and we'll clean you up again for any new things that have come along. We've been doing that for a year now. But you have to make the first step. If you haven't begun that journey, this would be a good time. Or if you've done it and maybe say, well, I didn't really understand all that was going on, go back to the BioRenew site, BioRenew.com, and then pull up each of those pages and read them. Review. Now it'll make sense to you. And at the beginning, there's duality. A couple paragraphs on duality. Understanding a recap of what you learned here tonight. Send that to your friends to read. They will either say, well, that's nonsense, or, really? Are you kidding me? This is really what's going on? This explains all the evil and dark and whatever? Yeah, all the crime, all the horrendous things, the political nonsense, yeah, the wars, yeah. Explains everything. See, people aren't bad. But when darkness infuses itself into people, they can do very nasty things to whatever degree, from modest to medium to despicable. So understanding who the real villain is very important. Then we can stop blaming all these people we have and then understand to heal the world, heal yourself first. And then you're sending out better energies. And you're doing your part to turn on a light in a dark room. Will everybody migrate over to the new paradigm? Well, obviously not. The dark ones have already been removed. The neutrals have been given a boost. Most of them now are moving up into either in between neutral and in the light. Some have made it to in the light. So it's always a constant migration of moving folks up. As more and more light comes in, replacing the darkness. But your goal, personal goal, and for those you care about, it would be get them into of the light status by releasing all of their darkness.
What do you mean? I don't have any darkness.
Yeah, we've heard that, haven't we?
You calling me dark?
Well, that's the darkness talking within them, defending itself. Still trying to control that person so that they will not take the remedy to get rid of them. Get rid of the darkness. So they may not quite yet be ready. But those who were not ready a month ago or 6 months ago, many are ready today. They just need a little coaching. A little help. Don't push it on anyone. They have to be ready to accept it, just like I want the money isn't the way to get to the money. Okay. Early on, we chased the money thinking that was the only way. And we found out there's like an electrified fence around it. You get close to it, you get fried. But when you cleanse yourself, the Creator has open doors. That money won't come from the dark ones. It'll come from Creator. As all things good come from Creator. So once you've done your part, the Creator will do the rest. So if you look back at your life, at the highlights and the lowlights, have you learned? You can learn from both, successes and failures. This has been a school for that purpose. It did get out of control by the dark as they took over? Absolutely. This is the toughest, roughest school that there ever has been. But, so what? Here you are. You survived. And the future is very bright if you simply allow the light now to displace your darkness. Instead of cursing the dark, as they say, turn on a light. And turning on that light means you're relieving more and more of the darkness that is manipulating, controlling, messing with you. And we're doing our part for you, but you have something to do as well. Religions are an interesting phenomenon. I call religions trying to explain the unexplainable. There's a lot of different theories, a lot of different religions out there. Do you realize that Jesus, Moses, Buddha, Muhammad, none of them came to bring a religion? That was not their intent. They just came to bring you truth in various ways. Each had their own messages. Jesus told parables because the masses were uneducated. They couldn't read or write. But simple stories they could remember. But even stories, remember that as a kid, to pass around stories at the parties, tell a whisper into the person next to you, a sentence, a phrase, a set, whatever, and then they pass it on. By the time it got to the last one, it was nothing even close to what the original message was. Well, over 2,000 plus years, the same is true, or even in the first years after Jesus left us, those stories changed. And then those who could read and write added their little flavor, and then others altered them and changed things and left out things and so on. So we're, again, trying to explain the unexplainable. So understanding duality explains everything. And opening your heart to truth is the way to rise in your vibration. Wonderful people go to churches every day, every week. Preachers are good people in whatever flavor they come in, but they have been taught by their ancestors, who were taught by their ancestors, and so on and so forth, back to people who were far less awake than you are now. Why would you want to look back and take advice from someone who was so far from the truth? more light now has come to the earth than ever existed before. And it'll continue to grow. So discover what's really happening here, what's going on by resolving your own inner conflicts. And then the truth will flow right in. Keep yourself grounded in your heart, heart open, and allow yourself to accept and receive Creator's healing. All the other protocols that you might have learned or others have learned from this or that religion, some are very vicious. You know, the infidels, right? We've got to get rid of them. Some see as a loving God, some as an angry God, vengeful God. So set all that aside and just seek the truth. What is true? Did Jesus die for our sins? We've heard that. Many of us have heard that. Well, if that was the case, why do we have so much sin today? It's everywhere. It's really darkness that's everywhere. So that did not come to pass, did it? That is not a true statement. But it keeps you locked into a religion, so you throw more coins in the coffer. It keeps you part of that fold, but it's not truthful. Again, I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm just saying it's just not truthful. They've been taught a lie, so they perpetuate a lie. And we all have done that. We've all thought this or that was true. Just like the moon voyage, right? Most of us thought that was real. They pulled it off in a hangar. Put two hangars together, brought in truck and truckloads of dirt and sand and rock and artificial lighting and got wires to bounce the guys around like it was an anti-gravity or low gravity. And the photographs taken on the Hasselblad, there was no viewfinder. They were strapped to their chest. So they had a big button they could push. But it's amazing how wonderful and clear and centered those photographs were. How could that be? When you can't even see what you're aiming at, or how about the focus? The focus was always perfect. So those were done on the earth surface here, and it was a very beautifully done, executed scam. And I'm not faulting anyone, because at the time the Russians put Sputnik in place, and we were behind in the space race, so remember, Russia was the evil empire at that time, and the U.S. was doing its best to catch up. And not to fault them for not getting to the moon, but simply it's a physical impossibility. So they made a name, and then what came forth, of course, the space shuttle, and which was pretty impressive. And yes, you can go out into space several miles, and that's perfectly legit and happens. It has happened. But in part, the space program, actually, remember Reagan called it Star Wars, there are weapons in space controlled by the U.S. to protect us from anything that would be thrown at us. Not that it's going to happen. But that was a big secret that's been kept. With laser-like technologies that can knock out a missile anywhere. But we're past wartime, okay? Those will not happen. Nuclear wars of any kind of wars, major wars, will not be allowed. And what Putin is doing, by the way, Putin is of the light. He's a good guy. He's doing in Ukraine what should have been done years ago. Ukraine has been controlled by very dark elements, In fact, many of the labs that were producing this and the studies done for this vax, this jab, were done in Ukraine, in labs above and below ground. There's dozens of them. And that's why they're in there, mopping those up, destroying them. The gain-of-function nonsense came out of that area. And Fauci was all part of that, too, of course. So the war being fought is one that will be won by Russia. Just like when Trump was in office, he took care of ISIS and whatever they call themselves at the time. Because he took the handcuffs off of the military and said, don't do what Obama did. But Obama says, oh, tell me every time you're going to attack these bad guys. And what he would do is send a signal to the bad guys and say, run. Okay, now you can go get them after they're gone. Trump said, do what you have to do to remove these from the planet, even though we know darkness was infused in them, but they were not willing at all to come back to light. So they got done. It done very quickly, very efficiently. In Russia, courageously, Putin courageously, has taken on what the rest of the world should have done. And since they're neighbors and close, it was appropriate for them to take the action. He's been totally, and they've been totally misconstrued by the media, controlled by, of course, the dark elements. We're almost completed here, about 99%, with Creator's gifts to you. So whatever you've been told by the media, you can pretty much guess it's false. And now seek the truth. I'm talking the major media. Even the secondary media hasn't yet figured out there is no Biden. There is no Biden administration. But they haven't quite gone and done their homework yet. And someday that'll come front and center. But the more darkness you remove from yourself, the more clarity you have and the more abilities you'll have, more intuition you'll have to be able to discern, is that true? We've done whole sessions on that phrase itself. Is that true? Or is it true? Whatever it is. And there's a lot of nonsense spewed from all sorts of places, even the alternative media, that just is not true. Some is. When we post things on our Earth News, we validate it has a high propensity of truth. There may be some elements that aren't. There's a lady who talked about with the Queen's demise. Talked about the horrible things that she went through as a child. Once you're inside the walls of the palace area there, what they do with these young children, she being one of them. Some were marked with they had a wristband. One color or another would say, this one is to be killed, this one is not to be. Tortured, messed with, raped, that's okay, but don't kill them. She was one of those who had the no-kill wristband. Kids are snatched from the streets every day and brought there for sacrifice. And they drink the blood for the adrenochrome of these tortured children. There was a couple of mishaps that she made, and I made comments of it. She understood that the Queen was a reptilian, and others were reptilians as well. And I once thought that too, but that's not true. The kids were given hallucinatory drugs, some similar to LSD, and so that is what they saw, but that was not true. But it was part of the terror. When you terrify and create scary images, the adrenaline pump up, and that's where they draw the adrenochrome from these kids in their terrorized state, which gives them energy. And like Pelosi was one who was hooked on it, and many others around the planet. But so just understand, even that posted, that there's some qualifications in there. And she said Area 51 was a breeding ground for kids, and I get a no. There also was not an alien, underground alien repository either. The crash at Roswell was actually a United States craft, an anti-gravity device that crashed. And they didn't want it known that they were working on such a thing, so they put out the myth that it was an alien spacecraft. I remember Hitler started, he was well into with their engineers, anti-gravity during World War II. Well, they picked that up and continued it, and these sightings we see are actually U.S. military craft that have advanced the anti-gravity aspects. So there's a number of things there that aren't quite right, but you get the idea that there's some naughty things going on in the world, and that's just one place. The Vatican is worse even than that. And this happens everywhere, all over the planet. This is the underground world that we don't see. And that, too, is being mopped up and cleansed. So we've got a ways to go, but we have come a long, long way on the journey to do that. And I'm getting an indication that we are now complete with Creator's gifts. So let's take a moment here and give our deep gratitude in our own private way to Creator for the gifts that each of us has received. Okay. All right. If you have any comments, questions, like to share how your experience was tonight, star 6 and the 1 key, or star 2 for our international guests. And while we're putting your thoughts together here, let's check in with Lois. So how was your experience tonight, Lois?
Very relaxing.
Anything else?
No, very relaxing, and I feel I could very easily fall asleep.
Well, we hear that a lot. That's when you relieve the stress aspects in your body does go into a relaxed state, and that's a good sign. If you have felt that way, then you got some significant benefits from Creator. Okay, anyone have any comments, questions about our chat tonight or about Creator or anything whatsoever that is of interest to you relating to our conversation? We have a hand up here. We have Daryl with us. Hi, Daryl.
Hello. I just wanted to say thank you once again to Creator, the Earth, to you, Tom, and Lois, for the wonderful job you've done this evening. I felt very calm during the call tonight. Last night I wasn't so much, but tonight I am. And I'd just like to confirm that everything went through.
You are in the accepting, receiving mode. Heart is fully open. You're grounded. Two thumbs up.
Excellent. Excellent job by everyone, and thank you once again.
Absolutely, and may you be blessed.
You too.
Okay, anyone else have a comment, question? We have a hand up here. Hi, Richard. How are you tonight?
Hi, Tom and Lois and Creator. I just want to thank you for a wonderful call tonight, very enlightening and relaxing. And I wondered if you could explain a little more about the water. Somehow I've missed the gist of it. I don't know how, but I have. So wondered if you could cover how that's affecting us.
Yeah, I'll give you my 2 cents, and we'll let Lois, who was really the discoverer of this, fill in any gaps. But the water processes, I mentioned, I rattled off about a dozen of them, things like tsunamis, and as did Lois, tidal waves, cyclones, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, avalanches, sea of pain, oceans of agony, oceans of stagnation, and so forth. And in the physical world, we would, you know, see storms and whatever, but this is the esoteric world, but they are storms, invisible storms, if you will, that are coming in the form of various shades of water. And their huge effect, think of an ocean of agony light upon you. Would that be kind of heavy?
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, or seas of pain. I'm talking about the water sea, you know, S-E-A-S, or a tidal wave or a cyclone. But this being the invisible world, these are plummeting all of humanity or portions of humanity. Okay, so that is heavy-duty stuff. So when you feel the weight of the world on your shoulders at times, well, it could be well coming from one or a combination of these influences. Okay, just another type of darkness. So, Lois, fill in what I may have missed here. What's your perspective?
That's a good explanation for it. I have wonderful guides who help me to identify all of these nasties. And it will come to my awareness, but it really comes to me through my heart rather than your mind thinking of it. All of a sudden, it is there, and I have this awareness of it. And then once we are aware of it, we can present it to Creator.
Does that give you a little perspective, Richard?
Yes, that's very good. I mean, I heard you mention waters, but I never could put the whole thing together. I guess that was a problem I had. I just didn't tie it all together somehow.
Well, then we give you a little more insight now. Hopefully that'll register with you. If you have more questions, drop us a line or come in on the next call. But just kind of ponder this or listen to our call again. We did maybe you missed some parts early on in the call. Anything else we can help you with?
What about the theory of flat Earth? I've been aiming to ask you that for a while.
Yeah, that's come and gone at different times. Earth is not perfectly spherical, but it's very close. It's more of an elliptical, but it's still, as we would see it, a sphere. And again, remember, everything we see, touch in our life in this earth, up and including everything within this Van Allen belt, is actually an illusion itself. But we call it physicality because we can touch it, feel it, and it feels real, and that's wonderful. This is what a paradigm is made of. It's an illusion. All paradigms are illusions. And the nice ones. You know, we like to taste the food and drink, right, and the sunshine on our bodies and swimming. You know, there's wonderful experiences we get in life. And that was the purpose of having a physical experience. But it's still an illusion. Okay, but Creator created elements and then combining them, and we have constructed, or Creator has constructed this earth and so forth. But it's been messed with, of course, by the dark in this particular paradigm quite heavily. And that's why we have all the problems we have today, all the murders and the wars and the discomfort, you know, whatever. The list goes on forever.
Right, that's correct.
So we're eradicating that to bring this back to what would be then a light paradigm. But at some point, we will pop out of this one and into a new paradigm already for us. Okay, so this will then be extinguished, just as all 199 others ran their course, and then they were extinguished. and we start again. It's always a constant learning. Let's try something new, something, you know, to expand our perceptions, expand our possibilities, and understand ourselves so Creator learns through us as we learn from Creator.
Well, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I appreciate the clarification. Did I receive everything that Creator had for me tonight?
Yep, you get two thumbs up also. You got everything that
okay.
You came for.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for being here.
I appreciate all you're doing. Thank you.
You're so welcome, and may you be blessed.
You too. May you be blessed.
Hi there, and who has joined us? First name?
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Will Creator clear our pineal gland when he heals us?
Well, and that may be specific to individuals. For example, on tonight's call, I imagine there was a whole variety of things that got addressed depending on what the needs of that person are. Sometimes we think, you know, I got this boo-boo on my knee, I want that cleared up. But Creator might see something more important that is the source of that is being addressed instead, which will ultimately resolve that bump on your knee, as an example, or whatever. So I don't know what Creator did for each of you, but it was what Creator discovered was the most critical and important piece to address. If you have another specific thing you'd like addressed, you can always drop us, once you've done the lead program, you can drop us an email at BioRenew and just say, I've got this particular issue. Could you check it out, please? And we'd be happy to do that. Okay? That's true for all our lead members. Once you've gone through the six steps, you are cared for on an as-needed basis.
Okay. Well, I thank you and Lois and Creator for all you do. We always have a wonderful week, a full week of healing, and we appreciate everything you do.
Well, we appreciate your being here. Thank you, and may you be blessed.
May you be blessed.
Okay, last call out here. We have another hand up. I believe we have Cheryl with us.
Yes, hi. Hi, Tom and Lois. I want to thank Creator and Mother Earth and you and Lois and Rick and everyone at Freedom Club, Daddy, everybody for all you've done. I felt such peace tonight. I have to admit, I haven't been on for a few weeks, several weeks, which I realized how much I needed it, and I'm glad I got on tonight. So I'm very, very grateful for that connection tonight. I will check with an email with you, as you said, you know, to find out if I got. I would like to know if I was open and receiving to Creator tonight.
Sure. Well, let me check you. You're grounded. Heart's fully open. Heart-centered. You have accepted and received all of Creator's blessings. So, yes.
Awesome. Thank you. I felt such peace tonight. I've been battling a very uncomfortable, painful tumor, which I have emailed you a few times over the past, and it's still quite a painful source for me. So I will email you that again to see what you see. And I'm still going the natural route. I have not succumbed to what I, like you said, the chemo and the radiation. I refuse to do that. I'm still going natural, but I still got quite a painful battle on my hands. So I will email you, but I'm so grateful for everything you guys do. Really, really appreciate it.
Give me a quiet moment here. I've got something I'm going to send to you. I've created light and love for your benefit, so it'll take maybe a minute of quiet, so I'll be here, but just give me a moment.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. And you may have noticed something, or maybe notice it later, but you will be noticing some things here shortly if you haven't yet.
Thank you.
Some good things.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And do, yes, and do send us an email as you need, okay?
Okay, I sure will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And may you
be blessed. Light. May you be blessed. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else have a comment, a question before we end our session here? We have another hand up here. This, I believe, is Martha who's joined us.
Yes, Tom. I just want to thank you for everything you're doing for me, Creator and Mother Earth and Lois, I believe I say the right name. And I want to see if I was able to receive, be open and receive what Creator has for me.
Yes, you are grounded and heart's fully open, and you are fully accepting and receiving. So you have received all of Creator's gifts.
Thank you so much, and I will still... I want to ask you something. Last night, I was very strange. I couldn't move my hands for about an hour after the session. I was tingling my head, and this sounds crazy, but it's true. I can feel like something was coming out of my head.
That is a correct observation. Something was released from your head. Lois,
okay.
Pick up on that too? You might still be muted, Lois.
Yes. I do agree.
Okay. Yes, you did get some good healing from that call last night and as well as tonight.
And also, I felt something different in my mouth. Like, we're supposed to have it closed, and I have it closed, and it will open up, and like bubbles.
Well, there was also some things done for your mouth in tonight's call that
okay.
were probably what you're experiencing right now or telling me about. So there was some benefit
no.
provided there as well.
Okay. Because today I felt very, very calm and... a different way than last night, so that's why I had to call you and ask you and see if I received everything.
Yes, you did last night and tonight. So you, in fact, that calmness, we heard a lot of that on the comments here tonight, is very common. That's a good thing. That means the stress, whatever was causing stress in your body, is being resolved or has resolved, and thus leaving you in a kind of a strange place called calmness. We don't often find ourselves there. We're so busy fighting the demons, right? Well, that was all good. So you're on your healing mode, or in your healing mode. Anything
okay.
else?
No, thank you so much for all your help, and God bless you and everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you, and may you be blessed. And for all of us who are still on the call, stick around for a moment here. I'm going to do something with Creator for all of you on the call. And if you've left, I'm sorry, you'll miss out on this one. But here it goes. I'll need a minute of silence, but we will be offering this to everyone who is in attendance here with us. that has been now accepted by all who are present. Awesome. And let's go to our last caller here. We have Audrey with us. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to thank you for a great call tonight and very relaxing. And I just wanted to also check to see if I was open to receive all of Creator's gifts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've already checked you out.
Oh, thank you. Thank
yes.
you, Tom.
Only accepting and receiving.
Thank you so, so much. I just hope I can get rid of all this darkness that keeps coming in. So.
Well, we're doing our best to do everything we can for everyone, and especially our visitors on these calls are most important to us.
Okay.
Well, thanks for checking in. And
thank you so much, and may you all be blessed.
And may you be blessed. Okay, what's... let's get back to our lecture mode here. All right, final words from Lois.
Be sure to drink plenty of water over the next few days to stay fully hydrated. It will help you in processing what was done tonight.
Good advice. And keep your grounding. Do your grounding exercises to stay in that grounding modality. We're doing things to help everyone in that regard, but being proactive will also do wonders for you to stay grounded in your heart space, and then you're in a mode to receive all of Creator's gifts as they come forward. We thank all of you for your presence here tonight, and may you all be blessed. Good night.